The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Orlando Franklin in for Stinkleby. Back tomorrow. Nuggets, Lakers, game four coming up tonight, but still reveling in what we saw game three. A great team win for Michael Malone's crew.
There is no sensitivities. If a guy's got it going, we're going to ride that guy. Knowing that at some other point in the game, we're going to need somebody else to step up and make a play. And but tonight was a perfect example of that. It was Jamal early. It was Jamal Nikola late. And a lot of guys in between that stepped up.
That's a great way of putting it. Jamal early, Jamal and Jokic late. But in that, I thought that third quarter was, when I talk about this being the most impressive Nuggets playoff victory of the 11 thus far, and there's more to come. I thought that third quarter was just fantastic. Jamal Murray doesn't score after going off in the first half. Jokic in foul trouble sits out the final 7.5 minutes of the third quarter. And yet this team battled and hung in there. They got stops defensively. They got just enough offense to the point where they went into that half or the end of that third quarter with a 3-point lead. And oh, they came out of it with a 2-point lead. They lost 1 point off their lead. Aaron Gordon was playing center for most of that third
quarter. Small ball.
I think that, right? That third quarter speaks to what this team, T-E-A-M, what this team is.
Yeah. And it shows you exactly kind of what this whole entire season has been about, right? When you look at this Nuggets basketball team, right? Remember, when they're out there, right, doing what they're doing, no MVPs, no all-defensive players, no first-team all-NBA players, right? They had a second-team all-NBA pair, one all-star, and you're seeing a team go out there when their best players are not showing up. You're still seeing that team effort in order to go win a basketball game. That's what's so impressive about this thing. We talked about Seattle and what they did to the Avs, right? And how they were just, yeah, there wasn't no real superstars on there, but they were good all the way around as far as the people that had a chance to have an effect on the game. That's how this Nuggets team is built. Yes, we know that Nikola Jokic is a bona fide all-star, superstar MVP, and he should have been a three-time MVP, but that's the ESPN and the NBA kicking themselves because of that. When you look at night in, night out, it doesn't matter who the star is for this basketball team, so people can truly take a back seat during the course of a game and let another person step up. Let Aaron Gordon go play the center and see how this basketball team goes out there and has an effect. And everybody has their say-so. Everybody has the respect. Everybody can sit and talk, whether it's Nikola Jokic or it's Reggie Jackson. You could sit there and talk to one of your teammates, and they're going to listen to what you're saying because they believe that it's all about the same goal and that if you see something, yes, I'm going to listen to you in that situation. So it's just unbelievable to watch right now.
Next on the Morning Brew, even though the team has a commanding 3-game-to-none lead, Jamal Murray says they're not going to let up.
Just keep everybody in the moment, you know, not letting it slip away. You know, you need 16 wins to win a championship, and we got 5 more to go. And the Lakers are in the way, and they're going to do everything in their power to come back and fight. And they're not going to just lay down and let us beat them, you know, on their home floor. So, you know, we know next game is going to be another test. So they're going to come more aggressive. AD's going to be more aggressive. LeBron's going to be more aggressive. You know, so it causes me more into it. So we know it's coming, and we just got to stay locked in and know that we can do it. And we have full belief in that. And like I said, we got 5 more to go.
By the way, I've had some people push back at me on the RamosLaw.com text line. Hey, don't jinxy cat this. Don't talk about this as if it's over.
Folks, jinxy, no!
Folks, in the history of the NBA, no team ever has come back from 3-0 down. Teams that go up 3-0 are 149-0. 149 and big O.
Brilliant.
Okay, so it's going to be Nuggets. It's going to be Heat, who are also up 3-0 in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, so I'm a part of the text line here. I don't like to count the chickens before the eggs hatch or whatever that old saying is. You got to go out there and win. And you got to go out there and take care of business. It's all about the fashion now. It's all about the cool points now for the Nuggets, right? Do you get it done in four? Do you get it done in five, right? Either way, if you could get it done in four or you could get it done in five, it's going to be the biggest series win in franchise history.
And by the way, it's if it looked like the Heat-Celtics series was going to be a knockdown six, seven-game affair, I'd say, you know what? Wouldn't be the worst thing if the Nuggets lost tonight, because the NBA Finals aren't going to begin until June 1st. So you win tonight. Today's May 22nd.
Yeah.
You don't play until June 1st. You're going to have a solid 9 days off.
But they had that. They had eight before they started playing against Minnesota? They had a good little time off before they started playing in the Minnesota series.
That's before round one of the playoffs against Minnesota. We're talking about the NBA Finals. You're talking about three rounds of really getting...
You want them to go in there.
I'd want them to keep going, but Miami's also up 3-0. Miami's going to close their series out tomorrow night. So both teams are going to have a lot of time off. So it'll be even. So it really doesn't matter. Knowing that that's the scenario that we're likely looking at, if I'm going to go out and win tonight, don't let up. You've got a great thing going right now. You're peaking at exactly the right time. Go out. Finish this team off. Plus, the idea of sweeping the Lakers in L.A.
Yeah.
After everything the Lakers have done as done to this franchise over the years, how sweet would that be? Next the Morning Brew. Yeah, speaking of those Heat.
9:20, third quarter. Here's Struce to drive the lob. Bam! Bam! On the head of Grant Williams out of Tennessee.
Heat radio right there. And look, I mean, I'm already seeing it come out over the weekend. Oh, the Heat and the Nuggets. It's going to be the lowest rated NBA Finals ever. Nobody's going to want to watch this. Well, okay. Who cares? I don't care what
I promise you this fan base doesn't care. Yeah, I promise you that Miami Heat fan base doesn't care.
And I'll tell you what, if you're a basketball fan, you should really embrace these two teams because they are teams. And as much as we salute the Nuggets for the depth and the contributions, if you've been paying attention, maybe you watched a little bit of Miami last night, knowing that it's going to be the matchup in the finals, is, you know, you realize that that's a well-rounded, deep team getting contributions from a lot of guys. Guys who weren't even drafted that are making key contributions for them. So you're going to get in the NBA Finals two teams that, yeah, they have their star power, but they also have good benches, good role players, and good teams.
Yeah. I think if you're a fan of the underdog, and who is not a fan of the underdog story? Come on. If you like sports, I think everybody who likes any type of sports likes a little bit of the underdog. That you have one team that's at the top, right? And it was the one seed, and yet they were disrespected constantly, and it seemed like they are the underdog. And then you have another team that had to go in the play-in and you know, lost one of their better players in Tyler Hero,
right?
With a broken hand. But right when he broke his hand, you saw the mentality of that basketball team with the ensuing play where he shoots a three and knocks it down with a broken hand. Like, you see a tough, gritty basketball team that's willing to do whatever it takes in order to win. It's no surprise to me right now that they're in the Eastern Conference Final. It is a surprise that they're up 3-0 to Boston. I'm not going to lie. But just watching both of these teams and being able to watch them in the finals, man, it's an underdog story on both sides, no matter how you look at it. So I think people will tune in because of that. Because no matter what, there's a piece of us that loves to root for the underdog. And both of these franchises were underdogs going into the postseason.
Okay, that'll do it for the Morning Brew.